fears surrounding coronavirus slammed futures markets on Monday. Feedlot inventory should peak cyclically in the next few months, says Daryl Peel. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 28th of January. Growing fears about the global spread of novel coronavirus hammered equity and futures markets Monday. Live cattle futures closed an average of $2.29 lower from $1.35 lower at the back to limit down $3 toward the front. As for feeder cattle futures, other than a nickel higher in waning spot Jan, they closed an average of $3.84 lower from $3.17 lower toward the back to limit down $4.50 toward the front. Wholesale beef values were lower on choice and steady on select, with light to moderate demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 90 cents lower Monday afternoon at $213.59 a hundredweight. Select was 20 cents lower at $210.50. Corn futures closed mostly 2 to 6 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 4 to 5 cents lower through Jan of 21 and then mostly a penny higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold mainly steady to lower, sharply lower in some cases, in the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, through mid-session, feeder steers were trading $3 to $6 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards with an estimated 13,000 head on offer. Feeder heifers were selling $1 to $4 lower. Steer calves were selling $3 to $7 lower, while heifer calves were trading steady to $6 lower. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steers weighing less than 550 pounds sold steady, but $4 to $6 lower at heavier weights. Heifers weighing more than 600 pounds sold steady to $3 higher, but $1 to $3 lower at heavier weights. There were 5,007 head on offer. Steer calves weighing 350 to 450 sold $10 lower at Russell Livestock Auction in Iowa, where there are 3,635 head. Steers weighing 450 to 750 pounds sold $1 to $3 lower, and then $5 to $8 lower at 750 to 850 pounds. Heifer calves weighing 3.5 to 4.5 sold $10 lower, and then $3 to $6 lower at 450 to 750 pounds. Finally, steers weighing less than 650 pounds sold steady to $4 higher at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska. However, steers weighing more than 650 pounds sold $10 to $14 lower. Heifers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $3 to $11 higher, but $1 to $6 lower at heavier weights. There are 2,614 head on offer. As alluded to earlier, equity markets sank Monday beneath the weight of increasing fears about the global spread of coronavirus and its potential economic impact, especially given that the epicenter is in China, a driver of the world's economic growth. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 453 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 51 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 175 points. With total cattle inventories at or just past a cyclical peak, feedlot inventories will likely peak in the next few months, says Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. Currently, though, he says average feedlot inventories are record large. Peel explains, after peaking last August and then declining for 2 months, the 12-month moving average of feedlot inventories moved higher the last 3 months and is currently at 11.639 million head, record large for the current data series going back to 1996. He adds that the 12-month moving average removes seasonality, allowing month-to-month comparisons of annual average feedlot inventories. In reviewing Friday's monthly cattle on feed report, Peel points out the 11.96 million head of cattle on feed January 1st in feedlots with 1,000 head or more capacity were the most for the month since 2008. December placements of 1.83 million head were the most for the month since 2011, and December marketings of 1.83 million head represented the highest total for the month since 2010. According to Peel, cattle slaughter is expected to decrease in 2020, including a slight year-over-year decline in steer and heifer slaughter, as well as lower cow slaughter. However, he says large current feedlot inventories confirm that slaughter will be higher early in the year before decreasing in the second half of 2020. Further, he explains, total annual beef production is expected to be slightly higher year-over-year as heavier carcass weights offset lower slaughter. With beef production in the first half of the year higher on increased slaughter and larger carcass weights, before lower slaughter pulls beef production down late in the year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 28th of January. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.